Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to the broadcast. Well, I am here this morning with an awesome guest, and I am so excited to have her on the show with us. She's an entrepreneur. She's in the business, in the line of, I guess you could call it body care. You know, I love her slogan, actually, on her website. It says, Real Skin Food. To help you look beautiful, .. naked. And so I just seen it. So I hear her laughing in the background, so let me just go on and welcome her to the show. Welcome to the show, Celeste Mumford.
Praise God. Thank you so much for having me on your program. I am so excited to share with you and introduce J-Lexi products.
Awesome. Okay,
I'm very excited. People always ask me, like, what is J-Lexi? J-Lexi is taken from my granddaughter's name. So it's named after her. Her name is Jordan Lexi. So thereby, J-Lexi. And I'm Celeste. I am the creator and founder of J-Lexi. We are a natural, handmade soap and skin and hair care company right out of Essex County, New Jersey. Go ahead.
No, say wonderful.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I took a soap making class a couple years ago, and I absolutely loved it. Mm. I've always liked to bake and cook, and I've always followed a recipe. So when I took the soap making class, I said, you can put together all of these fabulous ingredients and come up with and create something. So ever since then, I just loved it.
Wow. And when was that? How long have you been doing this?
I took my first class, I believe it was May, maybe 2010.
Okay.
I took it May 2010, and I've been in love with it ever since.
Wow. Wow. So you just take, you know, products that we already have here in nature. You somehow come up with these fantastic recipes, so to speak, for these products that will actually help, like you said, help our body, help our hair, help our skin, you know. And she has an awesome website. For those of you who are tuned in, thank you so much for tuning in to the All About Entrepreneurs show. We are here this morning with my special guest that I'm doing an interview with her about her company. She's an entrepreneur. She's a leader. She's a mother, your grandmother. And she's also a very powerful businesswoman. You've heard her mention how She fell in love with this notion of creating something, creating these soaps and scrubs to help people have a better life, I tell you. She is doing amazing, amazing things. And she's going to tell you a little bit more about why her products at J. Lexi are different. Why are they different from anyone else who's out here doing soaps? But just going from your website alone, that alone, I can, you know, see a couple of things that I'll mention in a minute. But, you know, basically from what I'm getting from, you know, some of her bio is that she does this to the community, to give back to her family, to leave a legacy, and is also creating a financial and stable plan for herself and a plan of freedom for herself that allows her to, you know, really use her talents and gifts for something bigger, as she says, something bigger than herself. And she's excited about what she's doing. That's always important, to be excited about what you're doing. And she wants to help other people, and that's also good. So she loves what she does. I tell you, it doesn't really get any better than that. And you're an entrepreneur, so that's how we, you know, met. You also are coming to an event that we're having on August 24th, but we'll talk about that a little later. But here on your website, you are giving instructions on you.
I'm about to wash.
Yeah, on how to use one of your soaps, and then I saw that, okay, instructions, and I was like, wait a minute, showering instructions. I was like, wow, I never had an instruction on taking a shower. But reading the instructions and then instructions for face washing, I thought, wow, that's really cool.
So can you just... part of what makes us a little different? When you think of a soap, to make any soap, I don't care what you hear, to make any soap, you have to use a caustic material, lye, you have to use a liquid, and you have to use oil. So that's how you make the soap. You combine the lye with the liquid, in most cases, or basically it's water, and that caustic soda mixed with oils makes a soap. So... all soap has lye. If you hear people say soap doesn't have lye in it, lye is not part of the final product, but it is necessary for soap making. So that's one thing. But you mentioned something about what makes my products a little different.
Yes.
I believe that most things that you put in your body for health and well-being can be applied topically. So, you know, at J. Lexi, we use the bounty of nature to create our products. I'm looking to create things that nourish skin and hair, that moisturize, that hydrate, that exfoliate as much as possible. So if I use if I use a raw sweet potato, I'm going to scrub that sweet potato, I'm going to juice it, I'm going to use the pulp, I'm going to use the skin, and I'm going to use some of that flesh in the actual soap or product that I'm using. So we believe that the closest a product, an ingredient is to nature, the more benefits it has for your skin. So I use as much raw and unrefined plant-based oils and butters whenever I can. In our products, you'll find herbs, you'll find botanicals, you'll find vitamins and proteins and superfoods. You know, I drive to Pennsylvania and I get raw goat's milk. So I really do what I can to provide products as close to nature as possible. You will not find any lard or any canned foods in my product. So if it says it has pumpkin in it, you better believe I bought a fresh pumpkin and I found a way to, you know, juice it or extract the pulp and use as much of that pumpkin as possible. So that's what kind of sets us apart, in that I use my slogan, Real Skin Food, because there's real food in there that is beneficial for your skin. And the idea of look beautiful naked is truth. Naked is without pretense. Naked is without having the need to cover up. It doesn't mean you won't want to put on makeup, but if your skin is clean, if your skin is healthy, if your skin is blemish-free, if your complexion is smooth and even-toned, you are probably going to be inclined to put on less makeup because you don't have a need to cover up. You're just going to enhance your natural beauty or your natural self. So that was the idea behind my company. That was the idea behind the type of products that we use. But before I forget, J-Lexi is available. I have a website, and it is simply www.jlexi.co. Website, and from my website, you can reach my blog. You can also reach my online store. And I encourage everybody, because it's not just about the product. I talk a little bit about myself. I talk about my family. I talk a little bit about my faith. I talk about ingredients. I might share a smoothie recipe, because I try to look at the whole person. And we're not just a product. We're not just an entrepreneur. We are people, and people can relate to people. So I try to put as much information that I think people are interested in. I always look for feedback. I want to produce a high-quality, luxury, gourmet product. That's a little bit about how we got started.
That is awesome, awesome, wow. So, I mean, you know, I remember back in the day I used to watch the Beverly Hillbillies, and I remember Granny always out there making that soap. So I never thought I would actually meet a person that actually made soap. And I grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, where Procter & Gamble, that's their home. And so as a child, yeah, they would take us over to the plant, and they would, you know, show us how the Ivory soap was made and how it was not all the steps to making the Ivory soap, but they would, you know, show us these big kettles where they would mix up the ingredients. And then, of course, we had to hear the history of how the why the bar of soap floats. So now I get an opportunity. Yeah, I get an opportunity to meet you, Celeste, here, and you're the owner of J-Lexi, an awesome company. And I'm just gonna say, go on her website, y'all. She got a lot of information there. I mean, even down to, again, how to take a shower, how to wash your hands, how to wash your face. And I know some of these things we never thought of, but as I was reading the instructions or even taking the shower, it made a lot of sense.
Can I touch on that for a moment?
And, sure.
And the interesting thing is, and people are like, soap, for real? Like, really soap? You're going to put all of this time and attention into soap? But what people don't realize is everything you put on your skin gets absorbed into your skin. That's how you can tell. If you're allergic to something, you might put on a perfume or something and immediately break out. All that you put on it. And since you mentioned it, I'll talk about it. I really don't like to give this tip away because I haven't seen it listed anywhere on anybody's website, or I haven't seen any instructions to bathe. Because, and I tell people, I know you've been bathing yourself since you were five. However, when you have a great product, you want that product to sit on your skin as long as possible. So what I recommend people doing is, as you're in your shower, wet your body, wet your washcloth or loofah, whatever you're going to use to bathe with, that spongy thing. I never know what that thing is called. But if you wet that in, if you soak that up really well and then turn off the water and then you proceed to wash your body, and you might do that twice or however many times you're going to do it, then that product gets to sit on your skin longer and absorb into your skin because it's not immediately being washed off with the water. So my thing is turn off the water, bubble up, suds up once, twice, and then rinse. So you give that product enough time to sit on your skin and be absorbed. So that's what I do. So put the product on, let it sit there for a minute, then rinse off.
I saw that.
Secret. I revealed a secret.
Well, guess what? It's revealed on your website. So,
I haven't seen that. Have you seen that? Well, have you seen? I have never seen that anywhere else.
No, I've seen it on your website. I never even heard of it, never even thought about doing anything like that, taking some instructions, but I'm definitely going to be referring people to your website. As we said we would do, one of the reasons you're here on the show today to broadcast is you're an entrepreneur, and this is all about entrepreneurs. So I have been telling people for the past several months that we were going to be bringing on entrepreneurs on a regular basis, two or three times a week, so that others who also want to go into business for themselves will learn firsthand what some of those trade secrets are. What does it take to get started? How long do you have to wait before you make a profit? How to do your marketing, how to get customers, clients, how to make six figures, seven figures, eight figures. And we have other entrepreneurs who are going to come on as well. But we also know that we have an event now that we do once a year, and you're going to be one of our vendors for that. So this, for the next several weeks, everyone coming on to the broadcast outside of my, well, everyone, because even my Tuesday morning host, he's also one of the vendors for that event. But everyone coming on will be one of our featured vendors at the Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo coming downtown Newark, August the 24th. But yeah, so we have different, you know, people there coming with different businesses, and we're going to have a room full of entrepreneurs. We possibly have an entrepreneurial expert or two coming to also speak with entrepreneurs, maybe give them some tips, tools, and strategies that they can also use. We have phenomenal speakers. You're going to be there. And now tell us about a soap. I'm looking for something that can, what product do you have that will help with, you know, those, like when you have a pimple or something, and or something, and you scratch it or whatever, and then later, if you don't put any, I guess, cocoa butter on it, our parents used to do that years ago, it will not turn back to the natural color of your skin, and it'll look a dark spot. Somebody told me, oh, you can use, you know, like black and white or NOLA or something to fade that away. But I says, well, maybe there's a soap that'll do that.
Well, depending on really what it is that you're looking to do, first of all, what you put on your skin is great. Nothing can replace eating well, like drinking fresh, pure water and eating your leafy greens and doing all of that. So I look at the total person and how we can better be, how we can be healthy. So eat great foods, get some exercise, and I can't just talk about soap without talking about just the basic things that we need to do. But there are a couple products. Like I said, the foundation of my company is to help you look beautiful naked. So there are lots of things. If you have something that with raw goat milk has the pH balance of your of human skin. So that helps to actually exfoliate, to remove the dead skin cells. So what you want to do is, if you get breakouts, I get pimples. I'm older, but my skin thinks it's 16, so I get breakouts like you wouldn't believe. But let's say I do have, if you look at, I have a sulfur and salicylic acid soap, and it really has great ingredients. It was created for, let's say, people who might have acne. So it helps to cleanse, it helps to treat acne, it helps to exfoliate. It also has tea tree oil, which helps reduce acne-causing bacteria. So if you look at sulfur, sulfur has antiseptic properties used to cleanse the skin. It is one of the main minerals that exist in your body, but sulfur decreases with age. So you want to get some sulfur in there to help cleanse the bacteria that causes acne. Salicylic acid helps to exfoliate your skin. It encourages cell turnover, and it helps to give you a smoother complexion to reveal healthy skin. Salicylic acid helps to remove the top dead layer of your skin. So as you're cleaning out the bacteria, you want to remove the dead skin to reveal a fresher new skin. salicylic acid also helps with blackheads and whiteheads, and it even helps exfoliate to reveal, to help remove fine lines and wrinkles as well. Another ingredient, and I won't go down the ingredient list because I put so much stuff in my products. Tea tree oil is a great antiseptic. It helps kill bacteria, and it helps kill things. It helps cleanse like scrapes and cuts as well. So you want something, and with all ingredients, including mine, all products, you should read the ingredient list just for any kind of allergens or any kind of skin sensitivities. But you want a good cleansing. You want it to target what it is that you're looking for. If you have pimples, you want something with a soap, or you want something with salicylic acid. You might want something with raw goat milk. You might want something with tea tree oil because you want to cleanse, you want to remove bacteria, you want an antiseptic, and you want something to exfoliate to help remove the dead skin.
Wow, that's awesome. And I see you have a facelift. What is it? Facelift in a bar.
In a bar. Oh, I love that. I use, well, pretty much I try all my products on my face. I try different places, but the facelift in the bar I really like. And that has some pretty different ingredients in it as well. And you have to see what it is that you're attracted to and what it is that you like. Facelift in a bar has azuki beans, which the Japanese swear are like gives you a facelift. Facelift in a bar actually has raw red potatoes in it as well.
And
it really just helps draw impurities out of your skin. It helps condition your skin. So I search for the more unique and uncommon ingredients. If I hear that there's an ingredient that you can apply topically for your face, I will move heaven and you know where to try to find that ingredient. Raw potato juice pulp, the enzymes have vitamin C. It's a natural starch. It helps create skin food that nourishes your starved cellular tissues. So there are minerals in there, and see, sulfur's in raw potatoes. It has vitamins and antioxidants. Argan oil, which is you hear a lot about argan oil for your hair, and it helps treat eczema and fight psoriasis, and it helps your skin's elasticity. It helps regenerate your skin cells. And then we have the dookie beans. Chickpea flour. It helps your blood flow when applied to your skin. It increases circulation to the pores. So, I love that product. And I also created a scrub that goes along with the soap. So sometimes you need a deeper exfoliation and more of a scrub that you can apply with soap or on its own.
And so now that you've been doing this for a few years, you've been out there promoting your products. We can't wait to have you featured at our upcoming conference in August. You've told us where I'm on your website, www.jlexi.co. You can find out about the products. You can get a list of the products. You can shop with J. Lexi. And there's, scrubs, there's soaps, there's butters, lotions. People who have eczema. I know people who suffer with eczema, psoriasis, and acne. These individuals can go on here and find something that will help them. I see you have candles. So there's, and I could imagine that, you probably spend a lot of time going around to different spas, I would imagine, because these products sound to me like when I go to the spa, sounds like a lot of the products they use.
Well, I do try to do my research. I go places. I check, like you said, spas. I might buy other. I try to see what people like. Just like I have this one oil that I absolutely love. It's an amazing body oil. Well, of course, for home, I mix both oils together, but it comes in an even complexion and a regular. And that they might have so many herbs and botanicals and oils. I mean, one has like 12 different oils in it and maybe 16 botanicals, and that's just in a body oil. Most body oils you find might just have two or three oils combined, but I really, that body oil hydrates, it moisturizes, the body oil even exfoliates. And
okay.
It's just, and it, you put that on after you get out your shower while you're wet, you air, you put it on while your skin is wet, you air dry, and your skin just absorbs it and drinks it up. And you don't have to worry about dry skin. It has a nice fragrance to it, and it's really just skin-loving oil. Even my granddaughter says, Grandma, you got to make some more oil because, you know, we just use it. And I love the product.
Well, we have our phone lines are lit up. We do have another caller who probably has a comment or a question. So I'm going to open up their phone line right now, and I want everyone else to definitely stay tuned. Don't go away. But I would definitely... you know, I've gotten a lot of information right here today about soaps. And like I told you before in our pre-interview over the phone that I was never really much into some of these, you know, more natural products. But now, I so thank you for coming on and enlightening us. And I feel better wanting to try these types of products before I was just so accustomed to going on the store, buying what was on the shelf. But knowing you and hearing you talk about these products and describing the ingredients in the way that you're doing makes me feel more intrigued to try it. But let me open up this phone, this caller, and bring them on. Area code 440, you're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from and ask your question or comment.
Good morning, LaLisa. My name is Denise, and I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. I do have a question this morning.
Yes, good morning.
Okay. Good morning. My question is, you talked about the pea tree oils and how they're good for your skin, and I know everyone's now moving away from the chemicals in their hair as well and going back to a natural look and a natural care, especially for black hair. And I was wondering, are your soaps and your products good for hair as well? Can we make our hair look good naked as well as our bodies?
Thank you for great question. Thank you for asking. I am one of those going natural as well. So I do have products that are geared for your hair. I have an Ayurvedic shampoo bar. I have an activated bamboo charcoal bar, which can be used for your hair. That's a 3-in-1. That's for your hair, your face, and your body. I do have an herbal scalp and hair butter. And that herbal scalp and hair butter contains a keratin growth factor. It contains zinc PCA. And it has so many Ayurvedic herbs that are known to stimulate your scalp, to condition your hair. Now, I cannot say that it will grow your hair because that makes it a drug and I can't go into that area. However, I must have grown back about a half an inch. My forehead shrunk about a half an inch because I'm seeing all these little shoots of hair just growing where, you know, processing and chemicals and braids took it out. I also apply that hair butter to my eyelashes and to my eyebrows, and I am seeing improvement of texture, of condition of my hair, and I'm people who use it do see, they see growth. So I do have hair products that also help. And if you, I am open to having people, I'm always looking for people to test stuff for me or to try things. So if that's something you'd like to do, I'll be more than happy to share, you know, what I have when I'm looking for testers with you.
Well, I'll make sure I look for your station. It's a group of us coming from Cleveland the surrounding cities of Ohio to the conference. So we're really excited. I'm very excited to hear about your product. So I can't wait to look good naked.
I struggle with that naked part. I struggle with it. But
I bet
I said, you know, if God gave it to me, then it must be okay to use.
I can imagine. I did struggle with that.
I did. I really struggle with that naked word. Yeah.
And, Lalisa, before you go to your next caller, we just want to thank you for being the entrepreneur and the leader that you are and for putting this whole thing together for us. We are very, very excited here. The buzz on Facebook and on the Internet is that's the place to be in August, at the end of August. So just know that that new work will never be the same because of you, and we appreciate you for taking the time each morning to sow seeds of wisdom and business to us as entrepreneurs and to give us some of those secrets that we would never have gotten because corporate always try to keep them behind closed doors. But I'm glad that you have broke down the doors and are opening it up for us to learn and to be better business women and leaders. So we thank you again.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Denise, for calling in. We are excited about what you all are doing up there in Cleveland. We're excited about having you come. Denise, for those of you who don't know, Denise Jenkins is also one of our speakers for that day at this conference. But she's also a friend. She's a businesswoman, a leader, an entrepreneur. Oh, my goodness. And just an awesome, awesome, awesome woman of God. Just amazing, amazing, amazing. We are blessed to have you come and join us. You know, we absolutely love you and adore the things you're doing in terms of the entrepreneur program that you have. She has an entrepreneurial program called Legacy Builders out of Cleveland, Ohio, where she teaches and helps to support and promote women leaders and women entrepreneurs and women and men. So she's doing great, great things up there, and we're just so excited that you're part of this. And Celeste, we're so honored that I got a chance to, you know, meet you face-to-face. I met you on Facebook, but I met you face-to-face, and, you know, right away you partnered with us and said you wanted to be a part of this. You also have done a lot to pass the word around, and that was your initial to me was get me a flyer. I'll send it out. I so thank you and appreciate you for that. And for your people on Facebook that have also passed this around, we can't thank them enough. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, we have to support each other as we're businesses. I can imagine when IBM and Procter & Gamble and the people that make the conveyor belts and some of your Ford Motor Companies and all those people got started probably around the same time, 100 years ago or so, when they were just small companies and really, you know, didn't have much. But look at them today. But I'm sure they networked with each other. They supported one another. And I just believe that you have to do that. So this is how we do it. And we have this event where we bring together these individuals to come, and those who want to start businesses can also learn how. If you had a comment or a question, you have to hit your number one key. If you're on the phone line, if you're listening in and you're not on the phone lines, you'd have to, well, I don't think you can dial in now. You've missed the dial-in time. The show normally airs 7:30, and you'd have to call in before that to get on the phone line. But for those of you who are on the phone lines, if you hit your number one key, I will know that you did have a comment or a question. But I tell you, this is really, really good. I mean, the hair products that I see listed on your site, which are many, you have many hair products listed right there. So you have this activated bamboo and some other cocoa shea butter. I see herbal scalp. So I think now we might get a product line for the we got Sanctuary. She's had a perfume made so far. Denise has for her company. Yeah. So hey, you might get some soaps now. get you a product line out of J. Lexi.
And another thing that I like to say, we do not only soaps, but we do any kind of favors. You want a different and unique favor for your wedding. We create package. Create a gift set that might have a body butter, it might have a body oil and a soap. So we do creative things, baby shower gifts, wedding favors, bridal packages.
Oh.
And with that, let's say you wanted a bridal package and you wanted some soaps, but you wanted some other things. You tell me what you want, and I will shop to put together a basket that you want.
Wow.
I do wholesale, so if you say, you know what, Celeste, I love that baking soda soap because it's just old school. I want that to put in my store. I do wholesale accounts as well. So it's not just buy a bar of soap. It's, you know, I can create whatever it is that you want. And I usually don't use a lot of color. I don't usually use a lot of fragrance oils. However, I will. So my products might not be that beautiful. They don't pop. They don't, you know, they don't have firecrackers on them or anything like that. But they are pure. They are natural. They're gourmet and they're luxury soaps. But if you want something with color, I'll give you color.
Well,
Celeste, you want design? I'll give you a design.
I'm the fire starter, so you got to make one soap that's like a firecracker for me.
You want some color? I will do some. I will do some color.
Well, what I'm going to do though, when I get my hotel, well, I would like for the soap in my hotel to have. I'll have the Lalisa soap. That'll be my signature soap. Once I get my hotel.
Oh, okay. A hotel is in the works. Okay.
Sure, and then on my jet. Of course, on my jet, I need to have
You need some hand lotion, too, possibly.
Sure, I'll need hand lotion, sanitizer, I'll need facial, I'll need everything on the jet. And I'll also need a little, you know, I'm going to need some stuff. I'm going to need something as when I travel around the country, I'll be able to give out little, you know, trinkets to people who show up at the events. But so... Oh, wow. I can't believe that we met online and then I met you face to face at church a couple of Sundays ago, and it was like, oh, gee. I tell you.
I know that face.
I know, right? I'm now, when I go to people, I meet people, I say, hey, how's my Facebook friend? You know.
There you go. And you can also find me on Facebook too under J.Lexi, LLC. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I have my website.
Yes, she does. She has a website. We give the website again. It's www.j as in John, Lexi, L as in Larry, E-X-I, .co. Please
yes.
Go to her website, sign up if you would like to. She has a contact form right there on her website. You can contact her with questions, suggestions. She'd love to hear from you. For those of you who are tuned into the show, please go to her page on Facebook, make comments, ask questions. See, you know, it can't just be that we tuned into a person's show. That's great and that's wonderful. We appreciate you. But the real work comes after the show is over, when people go back to the page, make a comment, and that's what we really want people to do. And especially... we do have a Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs event page on Facebook, so we'd love you to make a comment. And we're going to post this interview there. We'll have this there, this informational, informative session. You know, I was talking to my students yesterday down at Essex County College, and one of the goals for that course is that students become information literate. And so I asked them, what did that mean? And pretty much they didn't know what it meant. And here's the thing. We are in an information society. And it's not just because you can read or people know how to read. It's not about having the technology in your hand, because we've had technology for a long, long time. We've had books for a long, long time. But what does it mean to have information and be literate about it? It's about having it and knowing what to do with it. It's about knowing what to do with information. It's not just enough to have it. You got to know what to do with it that will allow you to be prosperous, to make a profit, to expand what you're doing. And so we're asking you to do that. Go to her page or go to our page. So that's about all we have time for, because Facebook will cut you right, not Facebook, but Blog Talk will cut you right off with no warning. Once you go past the 7:30 hour, because the show is only really scheduled for half hour, but they'll give you a few minutes over. Once you go so many minutes over, they will just hang up. So we don't want that to happen to our wonderful guest, and she's so graciously agreed to come on the show. Thank you so much, Celeste, for sharing with us today.
My pleasure.
Oh, our pleasure. We love you. We're so happy for your business. Oh, we're thankful for you. Oh, you've taught us a lot about the products that go in on our body, or they're eventually going to go in the body, and we better recognize that.
You want to be careful what you put on your skin.
Yes.
So that the more close to nature, I believe, the best. I'm happy to have been able to share, and I thank you so much.
Yes, well, you can meet her in person August 24th in Newark, New Jersey, 9-3 at the event. You can go to the website, womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. That's womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. There are going to be other vendors there as well, but probably over the next 2 weeks, we will have her information and a link to her page on that website. I'm still in the process of building that portion of the website, but you can go there, purchase your ticket. We may have a one or two vendor tables left. I'm not quite sure, because so many people contacted us for vendoring space. Well, we certainly appreciate you coming. Even if you can't get a vendor space, you need to still come and connect and support. I know from what I've studied, what you do for others, God will make happen for you. So come and support someone else, even if you can't get a table. So many times as African-Americans especially, we say, I can't get a table, I won't go. No, that's not the right mentality to have if you're trying to be supportive and you really are business entrepreneurs. Every entrepreneur knows they have to support others. That's just like entrepreneurship 101. You don't know that. I doubt that you're really an entrepreneur at all, because how do you expect others to support you if you don't support other people? It won't work. It just won't work. So come out to this event, network, meet people. We'd love to have you. And that's all we have time for. Absolutely. Thank you, caller, for calling in. Thank you, Denise. Thank you for tuning in. The archives will be ready in about 5 minutes. You can tune back in. Again, our featured entrepreneur today, in the first of our series of featured entrepreneurs, and we thank her for being the first, Miss Celeste M. Munford of J. Lexi LLC, entrepreneur, businesswoman. She is doing it and doing it big. Thank you for tuning in.
Let me see if I can. I'm going to set up a coupon code for anyone who listens to this call when you post it for a week or so. If they want to try our products, I'm going to give it to them at a discount, just because I'm honored that you had me here, and whatever I can do to bring attract people to your site, because you're doing a great service for me. So I love the opportunity to do that, and I'll get to you with the details.
Beautiful, beautiful. As soon as she gets that, I'll post it on our We Have a Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs page and group. Also, all on Facebook. So there's three key areas. There's the radio show, there's those sites, and we have the website. So there are many ways for us to connect. We're going to take 2013 by storm. So continue in your progress. Continue in your success, and just continue to make it happen for yourself and others, and just keep doing it, you know, all the way over the top, way past the top. And we'll see you back tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on Blog Talk Radio. This has been Coach Lilisa.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/